Imagine waking up to find yourself immersed in the quantum world, surrounded by atoms, electrons, and other particles far too small for the eye to see. This is the world of Quantum Voyages, a play that was created by scientists and artists at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. IPM Student Newsroom's Stephanie Mosqueda has more about the new rendition that comes with a musical twist and takes the stage at the Krannert Center this weekend.
As the stage lights dim, the audience enters into a microscopic realm of atomic landscapes. Two Voyagers, Tara and Akash, emerge onto the stage and into this new world. As they embark on their journey, Sapienza, the spirit of knowledge, serves as their guide. Throughout the piece, the Voyagers face a series of challenges and receive help from four physicists or quantum sages. They're also joined by a quantum ensemble, five performers that represent atoms, electrons, and other quantum particles that make up the atomic landscape.
So it's almost like an opera where you have this deus ex machina that just comes and saves the day, except these are real life physicists in all their unique voices, sharing their wisdom and saving the day.
That's University of Illinois physics professor Smitha Wishwaswara, who first brought this subatomic world to life with U of I theater professor Latrell Bright in 2018. This week, Quantum Voyages returns with a musical twist to celebrate the International Year of Quantum Science and Technology. U of I music professor Stephen Taylor first met Wishwaswara during the pandemic, and soon after, Bright says Taylor was introduced to Quantum Voyages.
As much as we wanted music early on, I don't think we had an idea of who it would be. Stephen just kind of emerged.
Taylor has brought together a group of U of I faculty, students, and other musicians with different levels of expertise to compose for the play.
One thing that I'm really happy about with the band is that it's kind of following Latrell's idea that we should involve people from all aspects of our community. And I think that's really important and inspiring.
To mirror the journey through time, space, and the quantum, he says the band used a combination of traditional and new instruments, like the spinductor, which allows the performer to hold or wear magnets and gesture in or around the instrument to control sound. Taylor says he hopes people who see Quantum Voyages develop a curiosity about the potential of music.
You know, musically, one of my friends said once that he's convinced that we've only discovered about 5% of what's possible with sound and music. And so I hope that people come out and maybe start thinking about some of that other 95% that we can do.
Bright also wrote a spoken word piece for the play. She took fragments of text from the script, added rhythm, and rearranged it all into something new. She says working with experts across disciplines can help create unique experiences for people.
So I really appreciate that aspect of a whole bunch of people gathering together from folks who know physics or study a particular part but don't know this other part, or community people who are just happy to be in the room and learn, and how we can all shape something that is meaningful for an audience.
But she says pushing creative boundaries sometimes comes with challenges.
I mean, friction happens, right? Mm-hmm. Nothing is smooth and silky all of the time.
Despite the obstacles, she says underneath all of it is love and respect.
I don't even know if I can put into words how we work through those things, but we work through those things. Because ultimately, everyone's goal is to tell as much truth as we can in the most beautiful way that we can.
While it's the performers and people behind the scenes who help create Quantum Voyages, Bright and her collaborators say they want everyone in the community to come away from the show feeling like it's theirs too. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda, IPM News.
Quantum Voyages takes the stage in the Colwell Playhouse at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts tomorrow, Saturday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at krannertcenter.com.